In this episode, you're going to learn to maintain control of the sales process using video. Hit it!
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
What is up? In a moment, Marcus Krieg, the big nerd, is going to be checking in. In fact, Marcus is right now on my right side in the studio. Marcus, I'm going to do a little bit of news. Feel free to chime in at any point, okay?
Okay.
All right. And Twitter doubled the character count. Some of you read this and barely anybody, including my mother, noticed it. Since Twitter started testing the double character count in September, only 5% of tweets have exceeded 140 characters. This is out of VentureBeat, a really interesting article. I'll put it on the show notes page for you. Facebook Messenger will soon let all businesses send sponsored messages, which is going to turn into an absolute disaster, VentureBeat reports. Facebook announced that sponsored messages are being rolled out to more businesses. The messenger ads were initially made available to a small number of businesses, but will become available to all businesses in the coming months. Now, sponsored messages that pop up in your messenger home screen will not be marked as such. In fact, they will look like all conversations already inside of Messenger. TechCrunch is reporting that Twitter is going to launch a $99 advertising subscription service for small businesses. And Facebook, this comes out of Adweek, introduces polls for users and pages. Interesting, if anybody's going to be using it, I could see where businesses have a lot of use cases for using polls to engage their audience, even to gauge their customers to find out how to better serve them. And LinkedIn algorithm engagement is up. And there's also information that I'm going to provide in a moment on how to take advantage of the LinkedIn algorithm. If you listen to the last episode, 128, I talked to you about how you can 200% increase your LinkedIn engagement using the power of video. That was a fun episode, but MediaShift has a great article on more LinkedIn tactics that would be informative for anybody who's looking to go viral on LinkedIn. You'll get that on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/129. And joining me in the studio, Wirebuzz's director of strategy, Marcus Krieg. What is up?
What is up?
So one of the things that Wirebuzz is particularly excited about is the linear content experience of when somebody comes to your website, how you bring them in from maybe multiple different vantage points. Everybody comes from their own unique place, right? Mm-hmm. As a buyer.
Right.
And then how you flow path them to a thought process they need to go through in order to make a purchase decision. You want to have that talk with me?
Yeah.
Can we do that right here?
We can. We can do it right now, right here.
I think we ought to do it. What do you say? All right.
I think we should.
All right. So that's what's going down in this episode. Marcus is with me. When we were just flow pathing this out for maybe a Fortune 50 company. Their name starts with a P, so if you go through Fortune 50s, you'll probably figure out who it is, right? Uh-huh. All right, so let's get started talking about the, there are on-ramps to a freeway, and every customer, every potential client comes onto the freeway from different on-ramps, and then after we talk about the different on-ramps, then let's talk about the standard highway. Make sense?
Sounds great.
All right, so what is, in a classic Wirebuzz definition, an on-ramp?
An on-ramp, and I'm going to use a second metaphor here, right? We're going to get super meta. So, you know, when you go to Google, right, you're not going and saying, how do I treat my cancer, right? You go to Google and you say, how do I treat my tummy ache, right?
That's where it starts.
It all starts symptomatic with the user's context, the symptoms, right? And so we as human beings, we're very context-oriented. If you are able to put your finger on one of my hot button issues, you will get my attention, right? And that's how we stand out and we rise above with marketing content that actually moves the needle anymore, right? And it's about having that first touch point start where your customer's at today. So you might have a bunch of different pieces of content out there in the universe that you're running ads to, that you're promoting, that you're using influencer campaigns to drive people to, right? But these are the frontline assets that you're putting out into the world that are designed to take someone from that surface street, from that old opportunity, that world that
wherever
they live in today. And you're going to put them on your highway where now they're driving towards the same destination that you want them going towards.
Everybody goes towards.
And once they're on that highway, you are in control of the sales experience. And in some cases, eventually they're going to get off the highway and they're going to go to your store and you're going to have an actual conversation. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's going to take them all the way to their destination on their own. And you don't need to have a salesperson, right? So there are different types of businesses, but in every context, there's information that's in your head as a salesperson, as a marketer, that makes your product a no-brainer.
Okay. Now, are on-ramps also like early awareness?
So an on-ramp would function as a bridge to awareness, okay, right? So if you go to a doctor and you say, hey, I have a tummy ache, I have a fever, then the doctor's going to give you a diagnosis. Right? And that diagnosis then becomes the thing that you seek to treat. The doctor doesn't just give you a bunch of Advil and say, hey, that'll solve your headache. And then here's a drug that's going to solve your tummy ache. Go home. No, he's going to say, you're sick and I'm going to treat that disease. Mm-hmm. Okay. So as a business, all of our customers have problems, right? And they're looking for solutions to those problems. So we need to start with the problem that they're seeking to solve,
so
or the desire.
Problem's like they're on ramp.
Right.
Right. Okay.
And then we bridge them and we show them, we diagnose the disease through education, through storytelling, uh-huh, right? There are many different ways, but you know, storytelling is obviously one of the most powerful ways to show people that there's actually a problem underneath the problem, the real root of the problem, the disease. And then once they know that they have that disease, what did you just create? You created tension. And now they need to know what the treatment is. And so then you have a good hook for them to go back and enter your selling system where they get to learn about the treatment.
Okay, is the selling system then is the highway that everybody goes on?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because just like I was saying a moment ago, there's information in your head that makes your product a no-brainer.
Right.
And you need to package that information in a way that people will engage it. So you need to keep them on the highway. But the highway is the mechanism of delivering that information that makes your product a no-brainer. Now, how do we keep people on the highway? That's what good copywriting is. That's what good quality content does. That's what clever packaging of ideas is, right? Like our ROI mini course, like just transparently, it's designed to preframe, to prep people to work with us, to do business with us.
It tees it up.
It tees it up. But why is our engagement rate through the roof?
Me?
Right, because you know you're good looking, right? But it delivers the goods and it's good quality. We're delivering
it's
real value,
right?
And the value that you're delivering, and avoiding speed bumps as you're delivering that value is a huge, huge part of keeping people on the highway. But that's the thing: is you can engineer that experience, you can improve and iterate that experience over time,
right? Like we just did,
right?
We just iterated the fifth video, the fifth and final video in the ROI mini course.
Yep. Next time we have you on camera, we're going to be shooting that.
Right.
And so, you know, as you start to sharpen that sword, you're driving all of the traffic to the same destination, right? That highway. Now, as people are going onto that highway, you're going to be getting more data on each of those pieces of content. Mm-hmm. And those pieces of content, you can optimize and improve. You can look at how people are engaging with the video. You can look and see which emails are getting clicked and which ones aren't. You can see if you're gaining traction with one video or if you're losing it, right? And so you can start tweaking some of those variables, sharpen your sword over time, and then create more on-ramps.
Right.
Right? And that's how we get different people with different priorities that all have the same solution, and we bring them into your world. But we have to start in this world with this kind of, you know, this much information and competition for attention. The only way to get someone to click on a marketing piece of content is to put your finger on the pain or the desire that they identify today, right now. And then you can show them the disease. But you're never going to capture someone on Facebook by talking about how they have cancer. right? You have to show them that they have a tummy ache and they have a fever. And so then they probably have the flu and then they need this thing, right? That's the journey. So you have to acknowledge the story that's playing in your customer's head. You get them, you enter that story, and then you guide them along this highway towards your destination, towards the solution that they needed.
Okay, now, when they get to the end of the highway, what I'm picturing in my head is they get to a landing page of some kind. And have you ever driven, you know, we're in Phoenix, Arizona, in the interest of full disclosure, just outside of Phoenix and Scottsdale, which is basically the same city. And then if you go down to Mexico and you go to Tucson, you pass Tucson, you go down to Nogales, you don't go into that McDonald's right there in Nogales because that one's suspect. I've seen
everything's stale.
Oh no, I've seen bad things there. But you drive right past that McDonald's and then you kind of go into the highway turns into a squeeze page where they're pushing you to the border. You have no other choices. Mm-hmm. And the same is true on the highway of your mini course or your videos. Eventually you get them to a landing page where they have to make a decision.
Right. And so, you know, maybe that's, you know, applying to work with you. Maybe that's emailing you. Maybe that's filling out a form to request a demo, whatever that thing is. But even more important than that destination, because every business is going to take that marketing to sales handoff differently.
Okay.
Sometimes people, it's going to go straight to an order form and people are going to buy online by themselves. Sometimes it's going to hit a lead score threshold.
Every business is different.
Right? And so that's where experience and judgment comes into play here. But the, you know, as we're talking through this sort of this metaphor and this concept, the other thing that's really critical and is that you're squeezing people into the on-ramp. The goal is to get people onto the highway where you're in control.
Right.
And so the you might have these little webs of information, of content that are designed to attract certain types of people with certain types of priorities. And what's great about using content as an attraction tool is that you know that if someone clicks on a certain headline, you know something about where they're at in that story. Right? How far along they are in the journey, right? We were just having a conversation about a PDF that a marketing guru put out as a free plus shipping offer and how he uses that particular product to attract people who are further along in his sales journey, who are further along in their business journeys.
And they're already on the highway.
They're already 90% of the way there towards his premium product. So why would he start selling all of the low-end products and trying to get them caught up to that level, right? He doesn't need to ascend them as far, right? He doesn't need to bring them through as much information because they already have a certain context.
Yeah.
And so you use...
Because this is like an advanced course that I got access to.
Right. So, it was a free plus shipping, and now he's going to try to sell you an advanced training program or a done-for-you service, something high-end.
Right.
Because you entered the journey further along.
Right.
And the same thing, you know, even if you have just one product, you can use that content trigger, that squeeze page, that engagement, if you're using ads, as a device to understand the context of your customer and to create little bridges and on-ramps. Okay. Sometimes it's one video, right? Sometimes you can create like that advertorial we did for that company that starts with a Q.
Oh, mouth it to me. Oh yeah that okay. company. Okay.
So when we made that company's advertorial, it was designed to attract a certain type of person with a certain type of priorities and could bridge them all the way to the solution in like 6 or 7 minutes.
Absolutely.
Right? Now you could do that and you could create these little harpoons that bridge people all the way through the journey in one. And it depends on your business, right? Again, this is
every
exercising
is
of judgment.
Yeah.
But that's one way. Another way is you might only be able to get people's attention in your market for 45 to 60 seconds on that first touch.
Right.
So maybe you just are bridging to the diagnosis and then creating new tension, right? So you have to recognize your customer's context, the story they're telling themselves, and you have to manage tension like a storyteller.
Yeah.
Right? When you talk about something to someone, it will raise questions. It will raise objections. It will surface ideas. And when you don't continue that conversation, when you end it, when you cut it short, there's tension that's created in that moment because the brain craves certainty.
Right.
So as content creators, the way we pull people from email one to email two, and the reason why our 10-minute videos are holding 80 people for 80% of the duration, the reason that that works is because you create tension from one video and then you relieve it in the next one.
Yeah, and you hold them over.
Right.
So they've got to get the next one in order to release the tension.
Exactly. And it's the same thing that they do in television shows like Lost. Not like Seinfeld, though, right? So,
because Seinfeld has no tension between one episode to the next.
Exactly.
Right? There's no reason to watch the next one.
Right.
Because you already know that that show idea just ended. It closed the loop.
And that show was designed for a different time, too. That show was designed not for the Netflix era, the binge era. It was designed for the rerun era.
Right.
Where you weren't going to run it in a sequence again.
No.
Right? So again, context is everything when we're talking about how we hold and maintain attention spans. And so we use the on-ramps as a tool to identify how to move past people. This is where content gets intentional. You think about everything you create as having a purpose, either for building the freeway that is leading people along towards your purchase. This is your sales funnel. This is the consistent thing. This is your main thing funnel, right? You know, sometimes businesses have a flagship product or an entry-level product, right? This is the main thing funnel, okay? And so once you have that, then you're going to create traffic sources using ads or using affiliate traffic or you renting email lists or whatever it is. But knowing that you're targeting a certain type of person with a certain type of priority with that content, and then you bridge them onto that freeway. If it takes two pieces of content, then it's two. If it takes three, so be it. But the point is, we need to get people into an environment where you're in control of tension and the release of that tension.
So I think we are both firm believers that this is one of the next main pillars of where digital marketing for businesses is headed and how you use video in that context. If a company is starting to lay out that buyer's journey, and let's give the audience a little bit of visibility, because we're on these calls all day long. What does something like that look like? Somebody reaches out, we do a strategy session. We're basically like the one you and I got off with the rock star in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about, right? And I don't have to mouth his name. You know, he just got off the phone. Okay.
Yeah.
And so we're on the phone, we're dissecting his process, his pitch, and then helping him understand how he uses that within a on-ramp freeway to conversion metaphor.
Exactly. So, you know, in this case, we're talking about what is filling the role of an explainer video. It's a little more commercial in his case, I think. But what we're really talking about is that baited hook, that thing that gets people interested, that creates desire in entering the sales process, right? And in his space, people don't need a ton of information to enter the sales process, but you do need to rise above the noise. And so he came to us because he needs a video that's going to stand out, and then he's going to close them because that's what he does, but he needs to have a better on-ramp is what he needs.
Now, how did we know that he needed one video and not five videos? Like, how did we know how long his freeway needed to be?
Well, you never really know, but you know that you need an on-ramp, and you start at the beginning of the on-ramp because otherwise there's no connection to people and their context. And in this case, that's the explainer video. So we're going to create the explainer video for him. We're going to do a great job. It's going to get people interested.
Right.
It's probably going to be two and a half minutes long on the long end, just because of the sort of the demands for the project. And then we're going to put that on his website and we're going to see a huge conversion increase. Is it a conversion increase that we are going to be like, that's the best this page can do? Maybe not. Maybe that page is going to be great.
I don't know an optimizer that would say at first try, that's the best that we could do, because, you know, we're tinkerers. We like to maximize. But I did find it interesting that I spent maybe 10 minutes on a first getting to know you a little quick call with him. Then we had a call with you and I, and both of us at the end both realized, hey, that's one video. mm-hmm. but we didn't have any of that type of preconceived notion going into it. It just felt like he wanted to do, some people have a lot more they need to do, and he needed to set the vibe and the mood to tee them up for that first meeting.
Right. He is actually a really savvy client in terms of understanding people. You know, you don't always work with people who are so savvy right. in that regard. And he understands that for him to get someone in the door, he has all of the trappings, right? Like he has the street cred. It's not like he needs a foot in the door.
Yeah.
Right. And so since he doesn't need the foot in the door, what he really needs is to strike an emotional chord.
Okay.
Right. And I think that coming out of that meeting, we realized that it was more about the vibe and hitting the high points, because we don't really have to sell him in this first video. We just need to create a connection and make people think, yeah, that's the guy I want leading my blank.
Okay, besides the content matter for him, which we're not going to discuss with this audience, he's got a very easy process for us. Like compared to the other people that bring us there, you know, what they need to do on that highway, his is pretty, I would say, easy.
Right.
Others are like, you know, have a very high degree of difficulty. This one seems like, you know, not a problem at all.
Well, and I think part of the reason why we left that particular meeting with such a high degree of confidence in the project we're about to work on is we're creating an on-ramp, but he has a good freeway.
Oh, I think you're right.
You know, like he walked us through his presentation pitch and it was impressive and it focuses on tension and release. The copywriting was solid.
Right.
It was not fantastic, but it was solid. And it was clear that there was foresight and intentionality put into that document and their entire workflow. He has a process, a name for every meeting, a purpose for every meeting, and a process that he leads people through. And how many businesses have that kind of a refined sales process with salespeople? Very few. And here's a guy who's leading a business who has developed a regimented sales process where you can tinker and optimize at each step. Now, this is a managed one-on-one sales process, but with content, it is exactly the same thing.
All right. I think from a historical context, if I could take 7 steps back, I think what we're experiencing is there was a time when I got started in digital marketing where businesses were transitioning from a flyer, a threefold flyer about their business that they would hand out to a website. Like that's how old I am, right? And that website was basically the flyer, but online, mm-hmm. right? Then we went to a more complex website that kind of flow path people through and think like a Apple layout where—
Well, even before that, right? So there was like that short disruption that we were talking about in the book that happened right before that. So permission marketing, Seth Godin.
Absolutely.
Right? And this is there was the brochure website, and then what did they start doing? They realized that we could only sell cheap things on this thing called the internet.
Right.
And when they realized they could only sell cheap things because they could only get people's attention for a couple of minutes, they created email marketing.
Yep.
And then they invented what we're talking about, these content-based sales funnels using email. But the market missed that, right? That's, you know, like we keep talking about this. The market missed that whole disruption because digital marketing didn't get sexy until social media came into the scene.
Right.
Right? And that's when, so everyone missed that first disruption.
And now it's discovery algorithms. The disruption was discovery algorithms. You know, they're embraced on virtually every platform to surface only the most relevant and engaging content, mm-hmm. right, to each user. And that serves the platform's goals. And then there was a market response that took place.
Right. And that's why we're coming full circle back to this need to have these linear sales experiences, right? Because, you know, the early marketers, they were pampered, right? If we think about it, like attention was cheap. These platforms craved content. And if we gave the platforms content, we got results. And so we had it easy. It was the good life.
Okay, but that's where video comes in, right? Because now we're in the attention economy. So you have to do the complex things, but you also have to flow people through with a tool that's going to command the greatest attention possible.
Right. And since we're being intentional and strategic about every piece of content we create as in building this selling system, you are able to think about that content instead of being a, you know, a one-time thing, a box to be checked this week, and then it dies on the vine. Instead, it's an asset. It's something that you can invest in, because if it's 50% more effective, it's 50% more effective for forever.
Right. You buy it 1 month.
Right.
And then every month it's still churning out results.
And that's the new model for content. Because if you think about what happened to the internet when content became cheap, right? There was this flood of it appeared.
Everywhere.
Right. And now, and we love Marcus Sheridan, yeah. Right? Marcus Sheridan's a great guy. We've had him on the podcast. But that model of just answering everyone's question and putting it on this thing called a blog or a YouTube channel, that is not an experience that most people are going to go through on their own.
We discovered that with Breast Cancer Answers right. years ago, because of the structure of it doesn't fit within the on-ramps. On-ramps are, like we explained earlier, the context in which your target customer, target audience member is arriving on your scene.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know, with Breast Cancer Answers, to provide context to the audience, it generated a huge audience and ton of traffic, some 13 million views of the videos that we created for women like my wife and my stepmom. But the historical lesson that we've discovered is really, you've got to be flow pathing people if you want to get the right results as they get on that highway.
Right. You have to take control over the content experience. And a blog is inherently out of control. It is just a reverse chronological list of all of the content you've ever made. And
most important ones are on the bottom.
Oftentimes, right? And so how are you pathing people through the things that they need to know? And if you're just going to go back through your blog and pull out a bunch of disconnected pieces of content that reflect the things they need to know, that's better than most businesses are doing.
Absolutely.
But what I think the future of marketing is, because getting people to click on your email again and again and again is getting harder, getting people to click on your Facebook post, the cost to get a click from an ad, all of these things are getting more and more expensive, and it is never going back the other way.
No.
And since attention is becoming more expensive, what we need to do is, as you so eloquently put it, we need to lay it out so that people navigate our sales process like they're on a slip and slide. Once you're on the highway, you maintain tension all the way through in order to keep people on. And that is good copywriting and intentional storytelling across that journey. Now, there's the two types of stories. We're always talking about the two types of stories. There's storytelling, like the kind we think about. And then there's the story of your customer, the customer's journey. And the content that you're weaving needs to align with that customer's journey. And if you just put yourself in their shoes, you know, sit on the other side of your best salesperson, pretend that you're a customer and go through that experience, you'll realize that you have questions and objections. And when those things surface, when you are curious, all of those little moments when you have a reaction, like I wish we could get you on like a brain scanner so we could see when you light up, right? Those are the moments that your sales process has speed bumps,
mm-hmm.
right? You're creating an unresolved moment of tension.
Oh, I see what you're taking.
Right? Yeah, we're always talking about dangling objection handles.
I like that.
You don't say something that surfaces an objection and then wait 30 seconds to answer the objection. This is just not good copy. And we never do that in a video. So it's always that learning lesson.
Yeah.
When we see it happen, we say, no, you can't do that, because people will stop watching. And they will stop reading.
And their issue will still be unresolved.
And the issue will remain right? unresolved.
All right. So one of the things that Marcus just mentioned that you've got to take a moment and just think about, a lot of it was super, super smart. Some not so much. I'm just kidding. Just the way I set it up, it just worked that way. Marcus said, sit across from the table from your best salesperson. Why your best salesperson, right? Why not just the whole sales team? Well, the reality is that best salesperson has already optimized the sales process. They've already understood the on-ramps, that each person comes from a different context, or maybe I should say each persona comes from a different context. And then once they get onto the highway, that salesperson has slip and slided the highway to move them to a final destination where they make a purchase decision, right?
Right. And if you have, if you do not have a good salesperson,
you're screwed.
If you do not have a good salesperson, then I highly recommend you pick up virtually any book on copywriting. Virtually any one of them will work. And use that kind of philosophy because it's about how to sell with your just your words.
Yep.
And if you can sell with just your words, you can make videos, you can make podcasts, you can write website copy, you can write emails. Those principles can be applied to a selling context. That is literally how we found this thing, how we backdoored into sales.
We backdoored into it because we're hungry and we're always optimizing. We're looking for opportunities to perfect and polish. And we carve out time every day to be learning, some days more than others. Today, not so much, but I know that as we're going through the process, learning is a big, big part of it. I know a lot of companies reach out to us. We're grateful anytime somebody calls and says, can you guys look at what we're doing? How do we optimize this process? And then how do we lay out video to move people emotionally to the point where we are the obvious decision and they have to do business? And when a business has laid out that relationship the right way, negotiating at the end is the easy part.
Mm-hmm. And that's really the goal of this whole thing, is how can you create a sales experience, an on-demand sales experience that your customers actually enjoy and they go through and then they buy on the other end.
And then it's replicatable.
And then and it's scalable, right? And you can track ROI. Oh my gosh. Right. There's a reason why businesses don't track ROI, and it's because they don't have selling systems. They just have a web of things that they're doing.
Yeah.
And so then they can't assign any measurements because it's just this web of things.
Look, if you want to learn how to guarantee your videos generate ROI, we created a 5-part video-based mini course featuring Charming Yours Truly reading Marcus's script. And you know, it's like superpowers. You pull together, you know, your superpowers and really strong things happen. And I'm just excited. You could always go and watch that on your own time. It's a 5-part course. I'm going to send you each one day apart, and you will learn how to guarantee your videos generate ROI. And you can get access to that at wirebuzz.com/ROI. It's just that easy. Marcus Krieg, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Well, you know, it's always fun to have Marcus in studio with me. Dude's super smart. We've been working together, just crushing it for 5 years. Ooh, more than that. Oh my God, 5.5 years. And together we're writing a book right now on really everything you're learning about in this podcast series and a whole lot more, and how we're tying in the attention economy and how to use and command attention with your content to move people through a process where they buy at faster and faster rates. This book will be essential for any business that wants to optimize the process from moving people on to their selling system to converting them and then using video to do it at faster and faster rates. Marcus Krieg, really nice to have him in here. Look, if you want to learn about the power of video marketing, I highly recommend you reach out to us. We'd be happy to talk with you. And it was a whole lot of fun talking with all of you today about how you put your sales process on autopilot, move people through the journey, drop them off at a destination where they need to make a decision to buy or to bail. And the way you do it is through video and very smart copywriting and tactical digital marketing. Company reached out to us today. They have a amazing breakthrough product in the health space. And what did they do? They said, Todd, we need to know how we can use video to help us exponentially get our message out there and how we tap into some of these other groups to help spread our message and be a de facto part of our marketing team that does it for free, right? How they get the message out. And that's super easy for us because we've built a bunch of those over the years. And we mentioned one earlier, Breast Cancer Answers, which has it continues to blow up and is a lot of fun for us to be able to support and aid patients. Look, at the core of everything you're going to be doing with your digital marketing, remember, helpful is the new viral. And if you've put your sales process on autopilot and you've created a selling system, at the core of that is being helpful. And when you're helpful, nobody feels like you're marketing to them. Nobody feels icky, right? Because you're providing really valuable information. You're moving them through a thought process. And then at the end, your product or service is the only logical decision that they can make because they've developed a very strong relationship. My grandfather was super crafty, Brooklyn street smart, and he used to always tell me, people do business with people they have relationships with, and you always have to be in the business of developing relationships. And I sure hope that this podcast and this podcast series has allowed you the opportunity to develop a relationship with us. We love what we do. We're just super passionate about it. And anytime we can use video, things speed up faster. Video is just, you know, it is just like pouring gasoline on a fire. Whatever digital tactic you're going to take, search, social, email, sales, conversion, time on page, whenever you use video, you amplify the results. And it may be just that easy when I say it, but it does take a lot of pre-planning and precision. Hey, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast episode, episode 129. If you want to get access to the show notes for this episode, wirebuzz.com/129. And earlier, I mentioned how you get access to the ROI mini course. 86% of the people that sign up make it to the end of that course, which is our own selling system. And we're creating more right now because we saw how effective that one was. We're going to be having a couple others, and I don't want to tip them off. I don't want to tip off everybody that we're educating in the video marketing industry, because Lord knows we are advising other video marketing companies as I speak. And coming up in December, I will have one opening that I think there's so much business and opportunity. I'm not trying to hoard it all. Trying to be a very helpful guide and advisor to businesses in general, and recognizing there really isn't anybody that I compete with. I'm happy to teach the secrets on how to get your business going in the right direction. So on behalf of the Wirebuzz crew, the big nerd Marcus Krieg, who is now back at his desk plucking away on what he's doing, I want to thank you for joining us for this episode 129. And in the next episode that's coming up, I'm going to be bringing you the latest information, the latest news in digital marketing and video marketing, where they intersect, show you how to use it for your business so you can be a video marketing master. Peace.